This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Restaurant and Bar in Cirencester. For great food and friendly atmosphere, check out www.stoneys.co. Also, you can telephone them on 01285 642 006. The Old Calf is a greasy spoon market-style cafe based in Cricklade Street, Cirencester, opposite D&J Sports. Good food at affordable prices. A family-run business with a friendly, warm, cosy environment. Open 7 days a week, Monday to Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eat in or take away. You can text your orders in with a collection time to 0756 839 6585 or 01285 651 484. The Old Calf is also available for small function hire and catering events. So come get some great food at the Old Calf Cirencester. For table bookings, reservations or further information, call 0756 839 6585 or 01285 651 484.
Warning. This presentation may contain adult swear words such as It may also contain actions of an adult nature such as in the ass, all over my and lick my big ass. Thank you.
Everyone loves a good comeback story, right? Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks,
Robert Downey Jr., who
Rocky,
else?
Rocky, yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim, well.
Well, in the video, she gets come on her back, I think.
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show.
Oh, for dear me.
With your hosts, Neil.
Do we have any muffins?
Pavo.
Santa would like to buy you a pair of panties, little girl.
Kelly.
Get prepared to get wet.
Ah, question. Is it just me, or has this winter seemed to have dragged on for ages now? Are we not bored of this cold weather? So, do you want cheering up and have something warm your cockles? Well, let us here at the Pancast Show try and do just that.
Welcome to the Pancast Show!
Bless. How cute was I that day?
I know.
So hello everybody and welcome to the Pancast Show. We're back in the shed to ejaculate all in your ears. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Oh, you don't sound sure about that.
I've got a bit of a soggy ear thought now.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Not in that way.
Well, don't say it like that then.
We're just spraying our goodness everywhere. Yeah. Is that better?
No.
Spraying our fun. Can I say that?
Yeah, coming in your ears.
Yeah, but somebody else used that one.
They did, yeah.
So,
oh, no!
No! Hello, Pav.
Hello.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Oh.
Oh, is it?
That second one wasn't supposed to come out, but it didn't like that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Can you light a candle?
No.
No, please don't.
Don't light anything.
It's
no
a very
naked.
Small space.
Christ, my eyes, they're burning.
No naked flames.
No. So, Kelly, fresh from Germany. How was it, my darling?
Yeah, it was okay. It was full of Germans.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing, though, is it?
I don't know.
So you went there for the carnival.
Well, yeah, I took Sam over to the carnival and went to go and stay with a friend of mine, Irina.
We met at your party.
The crazy Croatian.
Oh, she's I thought she was German.
No, she's Croatian.
Okay. Yeah. But she lives in Germany.
Yeah.
A racist.
Croatian in Germany. Yeah. Wasn't that a Sting song?
Could be.
Was it?
I think it was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but it was good. It was lots of fun. We went to go, because the carnivals over there are they're absolutely totally immense. I mean, I was saying to you guys earlier, to our carnivals, we are supposed to throw our pennies to the carnival stores as they parade by.
Yeah.
But out there, they chuck all kinds of things. There's sweets and chocolates and crisps and CDs and T-shirts and all kind of promotional stuff. So it's quite good. It can be quite painful at times. Like Sam took a Kit Kat to the head and...
Oh.
So do you end up having to like take another bag with you? So
you take
can bring
several
all the
bags, yeah. Because we used to live in Germany when my children were small, and we used to go down there, and they'd take two carrier bags full, take two carrier bags, and come back with sweets full of it, and it was great. So because I actually thought I'd bring you guys back some of the sweeties.
Hello. Yeah.
So these are just
we
some
don't
of the
mind
things
a little bit of candy.
That we scavenged off the ground.
Oh, right.
That's nice then.
Yeah.
Pushed a few children out the way to get
them. I hope so they're wrapped.
Yeah, let's hope so.
So there were children at the carnival.
Oh, yeah. Mm. There's lots and lots of children. So these are just a few of the things. So there's one.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And there's one of them and one of them.
Oh, boom
bonds. What's it?
I gave you both the same.
Okay.
No arguing and
I'm going to put it up there because... That boom bon sounds dangerous.
They're actual rice sweeties.
Oh, are they? They look like exploding candy.
I don't know what they are, but I thought they were quite interesting.
Oh, we just dropped one.
Oh. Not again.
Not for the first time. Oh, yeah, rice candy, it says on there.
There we go.
Boom bons.
Napo, Zart Bitter. I'm going to try. Oh, is it? Shall I try a bit of
it? Yeah, please do.
Live on
I'm going to have some later, if that's right, because I just had my tea and I don't want to keep farting.
I'm going to try it live on it.
Okay.
Oh, shit, it's hard. Nearly broke my teeth. Oh dear!
It might take him a while.
Right, I'll leave that one
come
up there.
Back to that.
Stick your other teeth in and give them a go. Give it a go.
I lost those in there.
But yeah, so it was good. We loved and enjoyed it. It was really, really lots of fun. I mean to say, Dusseldorf was a lot more busier and a lot more intense. So if anybody ever wants to go out there, I'd always say go to the smaller town carnivals. Yeah. Because the second one took about an hour and a half, and it's great, it's fab, and it's all the towns get together, and the richer the town, the bigger the parade. So
is it because everybody drinks out of steins and loves beer?
Stein, yeah, Stein.
And so they're all pretty much merry and on their way.
Very much merry and on their way.
So
yeah.
In this country, people are merrier on their way. Usually end up in a fist fight or some sort of screaming and ab dabs. No. Over there, they never seem to, do they?
I mean, Sam and I actually said if this was a parade on the scale. I mean, there's like thousands of people in the towns. I think it's because it's so cold in here. There's thousands of people in the towns. Don't sue me.
I won't. It's tasty,
sue Dusseldorf.
It's very tasty.
Yeah, they are nice. And then obviously everyone's coming away and everything, and they are drinking, and their carnival's gone for like a 3-day parade, like a 3-day thing. Starts on the 11th day. In February, on the 11th hour, which is quite bizarre.
Mm.
But yeah, it's just fab. But we were saying about how there's no fighting and everyone's just all in love and having a great time and a wonderful time.
Oh,
we could learn something from our European neighbours.
We could. But as I always do when I go on my travels, I always bring you guys something back.
Okay.
So, and I brought something the same as, so you can fight amongst it. But we did have a look around to see what we could get you. So we got you one of these each.
Snips.
Don't know what it is.
What's a snips?
Don't know.
A startup pack.
No.
But I think it's like you can do swapsies and things.
Oh.
One mega raw snips and one poster. Wow.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you, Kels.
Look at that. It's like badges.
That snips Samuel poster. See?
How exciting is that?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What have you got?
Look,
I got a
somewhere.
Yoda snips.
And me.
Oh, have you?
Oh.
We'll have to open them up and see if
swapsies.
We can. Yeah, we'll do some swapsies.
We'll
Thank
get some
you.
Blue tack and we'll make a little display of them somewhere.
Yeah. And if anybody else knows how to get older snips,
yeah,
then we'll have some more off you.
For next month.
And don't send us to the vasectomy clinic.
Yes. We're going to have to check in the break whether or not we've got the same snips or whether or not it's
different
snips.
I was hoping you'd have different snips so you can do
swapsies and stuff.
Swapsies. Yeah. We like swapsies.
That's good. So we
yeah.
All right, so here we go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, fresh from his stint as the sexy chef on the popular daytime TV show Before Midday, it's the Italian scallop, the galumping gourmet Gino DiTento.
Hey!
Hello, sir. How are you?
It's a lovely to be here.
Ah, very nice to have
it's
you.
It's nicer to see you, Neil. It's nicer to see you, Kelly. Uh-huh. I love the ladies.
You love the what?
I love the ladies.
Ah, I bet you do. So what have you been up to, Gino?
Well, I'd like to say I'm here for your house tips.
Oh, house tips.
House tips.
Okay.
I like to do a bit of the cooking, but I'm also here to help you with your house tips.
Okay.
Now, the ladies, they love me. I have a cutie bum hole. Is that what you say? A cutie bum hole?
Brown eye?
No. It's a cutie brown hole. Brown hole. You know what I mean.
No, anyway,
ladies. Kelly, you do the housework, yeah?
Do I?
I am asking you the question. Do you do the housework?
I assist, yeah.
Okay, so you clean the shits, yeah?
Yeah.
So what kind of shits do you have? Do you have a big shits or you have little shits?
I have fluffy shits.
Fluffy shits. Now, would you like to know how to make your shits nice and clean?
Please.
You wash them. That's what you do to make your shits nice and clean. Oh. What you do is you take a bit of the powder stuff.
Detergent?
Detergent, that's it. And you put about a turd in, put a turd in your shit, and then you clean your shit.
On a hot temperature?
It doesn't matter, as long as you put a turd in with the shit.
Okay, and then what?
And you clean the shit.
In the washing machine.
In the washing machine. Yes.
Yes.
Hey. And then I come around and I do a cooking for you with my cute little bum hole.
In the sheets?
In the sheets.
Let's get to the bottom of this bum hole.
Can we go back to the sheets?
We could wrap ourselves around with the sheet together.
I like this. Like what? Two pancakes.
Two pancakes, two sheets.
You wrap yourself around in sheet and play with the bum hole.
No,
or
I have
a.
I am a favorite with the ladies because of my cute bum hole.
Right. So, what's your dish of choice? What do you cook? What's your speciality?
I like the lasagna.
Oh, lasagna.
I like to lay about four sheets of a lasagna. and it's good. Put another turd of lasagna sauce in with four or five sheets.
Fantastic news. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye!
Gino DiTento. Fresh from this morning. Before midday, not this morning. At all.
Eh?
I said nearly said this morning.
Oh, you don't want to say that.
No.
We haven't got the copyright for that.
We haven't. No, it's before midday.
It is.
Anyway, it's time for this. It was.
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show. Top 10.
10.
The Post.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Oscar Buzz. Spielberg. It's about the Nixon, the Watergate thing, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah.
It's a lot.
Nine.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Wow.
Still there. Still doing going. Really well. So not a lot
Eight.
More.
Three we can say about that. Three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
It's an Oscar Buzz.
Yeah. So they were saying it was favourite at one time to win, and they're thinking that the emphasis of that is shifting to more shape.
Normally
of water,
does
Shape of Water.
No.
Seven.
Den of Thieves.
A sequel has been commissioned.
I know.
I was about to say, is this not?
This is Gerard Butwad.
Gerard Butler. Yeah.
And it's sort of like a Heat thing, but he's a bad cop rather than. Pacino's good cop.
Is he?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Well, he apparently likes the drugs, the cigarettes, the women, the booze, that sort of thing.
Who
you know?
Doesn't?
You.
Six.
Sorry, I got lost at six. Maze Runner, The Death Cure.
The final part of the trilogy. I've not seen any of
them. I've not. My wife went and saw it and she thought...
It's all right.
She enjoyed it.
Cool,
cool.
Go.
Yeah.
That's cool, good.
Cool. There you go.
Five.
Darkest Hour.
I've not seen. You've seen this. That's a very good impression.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sounded just
with,
like
with my latest dream date. Kristen Scott Thomas is in that.
He shagged her.
I know I didn't.
Did you?
I dreamt that I had sex with her in a bath.
Did you know?
I did. Mm. Which is crazy. Don't have a bath.
Hey. It's a dream affair.
Indeed.
Sorry, early man.
So Aardman Animations, they came.
That's what happened to me with sex with
Aardman.
No, I was Aardman. I was early man.
Oh, right. I thought you were Aardman. Hey, it could work both ways.
It could work both ways, and it did. That was like the
so
as well.
Plasticine.
What?
Wallace and Gromit.
Plasticine.
I love that word. That's, I just wanted to say it. That was all plasticine.
God. Whenever I think hear the word plasticine, it reminds me of
Morph.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Let's listen to you, shall we?
Behave yourself there, pal.
Morph
in the
and
corner.
Tony Hart.
I'm not saying another word.
Morph and Tony Hart. Yeah, we've got enough Tony Harts going on in here at the moment, eh? Three!
Go.
The Pixar's latest. Apparently very sad.
Very
Has
sad.
Anybody you know seen it?
No.
No.
No. Two.
The Greatest Showman.
Over to you, pal, because you went again.
I went again last week.
Easy.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
You've seen it?
I think it's amazeballs.
Have you seen that they got an open air showing in Charlton Kings in July?
Shall we go?
I've already got my tickets.
He's already going.
Come on, we're already going. Get your tickets.
No, it's fine.
£12.50. £12.50 for you, but bring your own seat.
Yeah, £12.50 to sit on the grass. It could rain.
Is that the sing along one?
Yeah, no, it's not the sing along one. That's 23rd of February.
Oh,
that's a Friday night.
Where's that?
23rd of February. That's Swindon. I'm not yet. I don't know whether I will. No, because it's.
I'm not yet.
No, that's next Friday, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, next Friday.
Go
night.
For it.
Yeah, I'm away. Yeah.
Two.
No, we've done two.
I can't wait.
One.
50 Shades Freed.
Have you seen it?
No, I'm so going to see it.
Why? Are you a fan of these films, eh?
Hell yeah, Sam's taken me to the last two.
Why?
They're not dirty enough, though, are they? I found the first one really boring.
It's because you're a guy.
Is that what's wrong?
But you were sat in between two ladies, weren't
I know,
you?
I know.
Did you not even get a bit of a flat?
I wish. Well, I might have, but I was asleep. It really bored me. And
you've not read the books. Oh, then again, that's me assuming. Have you read the books?
No.
See, I told you.
Why would you read the books? It's awful.
Oh, it's not.
It is.
It's not. Hey, what do you guys like to watch?
Exactly.
I like to watch mummy porn. You like to watch star
is it,
porn.
Because the first one, I mean, it was not as dirty as I thought it was going to be, genuinely. Because I'd heard all this about the books and how hardcore the books were and everything like that. But the film, I wasn't expecting hardcore in the film, obviously, because it's a mainstream Hollywood film. But I did think it would be a bit more sexy than it actually was.
It wasn't that bad. But had the books followed the films followed the books,
they wouldn't have made them.
Mary Whitehouse would have turned over.
Oh. Really? Is it okay?
Oh, okay. Let's have another song.
Let's have another song.
Here we go.
Hi, Carol.
The year this week is
1982. What a year!
So, 1982.
I was five.
What?
I was five.
No, you wasn't.
I was.
Was you?
Born in 77.
Oh, you were, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a year. Anyway, so the most watched thing on TV that year.
What?
The most watched thing on that.
Only Fools and Horses.
Coronation Street.
No, it's a movie.
A movie. Spy Who Loved Me.
It was The Spy Who Loved Me.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you read over my
shoulder? No, honestly, I think I've said that the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, maybe. 22.9 million viewers. So the biggest film of 1982. This
Spy Who Loved Me.
No.
E.T.
Yeah, it was E.T. 792 million back then.
I said E.T., didn't
you
I?
Did say E.T.
You did. So well done. Great
well
film,
done.
Oh, well done. So who won the League One?
Liverpool.
Well done.
Well,
she knows
well
more
done.
Than you. Don't get oinky. Let me tell you who died that year. Sit
yeah,
back.
Go on, let's liven things up.
Yeah, Grace Kelly.
Aww.
Grace Kelly. Dum, doodlem, doodlem,
doodlem.
Ingrid Bergman.
Ingrid Bergman. He's looking at you, kid.
Yeah, Randy Rhoads. You
oh, he is.
One of the greatest guitarists.
Oh, was it?
Vic Morrow.
I thought it was a wrestler.
No.
I thought it was. No.
Vic Morrow or Morrow?
Vic Morrow, yeah.
Died on set, didn't he?
Died on set of the.
Had his head chopped off by a head.
Trading Places. Not
it
Trading Places.
Twilight Zone,
Twilight
movie.
Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
A stunt helicopter crashed and chopped his head off.
Well, that's a bit inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Awful, isn't
he
it?
Wasn't happy.
Jennifer Jason Leigh, you know the actress?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's her dad.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you not know that?
No.
Can we put that heater on, please, love?
Yeah.
We're cold down here.
I'm a bit chilly.
Henry Fonda died. What are we doing? Come on, this is...
Just be careful of that wire, that's all I'm worried about. I don't know if it's going to reach. It's not going to reach.
All right.
Can you put it underneath? Yeah.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's going a bit crazy.
Is that wire it's not going to get...
It's not there, touching.
No. Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Right, let's calm down. Henry Fonda died this year.
Who?
Henry Fonda. Yeah. A comedy genius died this year.
Oh, Henry Fonda?
No, and I'm going past.
Comedy genius. Groucho Marx?
No.
No. Bela Renberg? No, she died not long ago.
Benio. So you said, I didn't hear. No.
1982.
Marty Feldman.
Marty Feldman, man with the eyes.
Remember him? No. That's it. No.
That's it. Just like that.
Harry H. Corbett died.
Oh, you did say, old man.
And John Belushi.
John Belushi.
Oh, really? He died. In 1982.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, let's go to January then.
January!
Mark Thatcher, son of Prime Minister Margaret, disappears during the Paris-Dakar rally.
The what?
Rally. Rally. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Yeah. How old were you in that?
I would have been 13 in 1982.
Really?
That's when it's bad, isn't it? It's like, how old are you? 5.
Yeah. I was 10. Anyway, moving on. Ozzy Osbourne.
You do.
I love Ozzy Osbourne.
He bit the head off of a live bat on stage in Iowa.
But did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, right.
He had to have the rabies shot and everything afterwards. He thought it was plastic.
Can you imagine that? Thinking it was plastic. And then he'd be like, oh, my God, what do I do about it? Do I carry on or do I go?
But then that made him, didn't it? That made him stand out from the crowd.
Well, I think he was quite famous before.
No, but I mean, as in... Infamy.
Yeah, well,
they've all got it, infamy.
That was the start of his drunken... Excuse me?
Sorry. Oh, no, I didn't do anything.
Don't keep letting them slide.
I can't help it.
We're all going to be gassed. February. Next opens its doors for the very first time, specialising in women's clothes.
Yeah. And then days are numbered in Siren now, aren't they? So we've heard.
Are they could in be, Siren? They,
next.
They've been gone ages.
They've been gone for years.
You're within you.
They've been gone for a long time. That's monsoon you're thinking about. Monsoon?
New look, I bet.
New look.
It's me thinking of his finger on the pulse. Hey, yes, everybody. Have you heard this? Have you heard this latest news? Who's not been there for 20 years? Might be leaving Cyrus Center. I used to work there as well.
Was it? Did it have a men's department?
Yes, you used to do the suits, didn't you?
It used to. As soon as I started working there, then they got rid of the men's wear.
Did you move over to the ladies, or were you?
No. I was working in Rackham's.
Yeah.
In the menswear section there, then went over to Next. When I went over there, and then they got rid of the menswear section. Went back over to Rackham's, and they got rid of the menswear section there.
So where did you go from there?
I can't remember.
Never mind.
The Rock, I think.
So the first ever 3D broadcast is screened by Television South. Red and green 3D glasses were given away in the TV listings
magazine. Cool, you've been balls, didn't you? That wouldn't work for you, would it?
I can remember it doing it, you know, them doing it, and those free cardboard glasses they gave away.
But if you're colourblind, doesn't that work? How does that work?
I can see the new 3D. The old 3D never made a jot of difference.
No.
It just used to be blurred. March. Speaking of Mary Whitehouse, she began private prosecution of the play Romans in Britain and saw it collapse. The trial, eh? Mm. And Susan Birmingham makes the then world's loudest human shout at 120 decibels. Was that loud?
That was a woman?
Yeah.
I think you could give her a run for her money.
All right.
I'm just saying, in a good way.
I'm jealous because I've got Liverpool, right?
I wish I hadn't had that. Yeah. I wish I had that thing. Part-time boxer! I wish I'd had that then.
April.
Supposed to giving me that nod.
Well, I'm trying, but you're not looking at me.
Well, you're not doing it.
Keep lifting your cheek. Too busy lifting your cheek. The Falkland Wars began as Argentina invaded the Falkland Isles. I remember that. Everybody suddenly thought it was the end of the world, didn't they?
Until they looked on a globe and realised it was over the other side of the world.
Yeah,
it wasn't really going to affect us. Unless you were fighting there, obviously.
Yeah. The Sinclair ZX Spectrum is released.
Did he?
So, were you in the military at all?
I got to my 8th month in basic training and I damaged my ankle. So right. I got deferred for a year, in which time I met my first husband.
Because usually military families follow this.
I spent 32 years of my life in the military.
Wow.
Did you like it?
I must have done for 32 years.
No, but you didn't have a lot of choice, did you?
I did for the later years, yeah. Because yeah,
there's a lot of travelling around, isn't
it? I did actually. I loved it. I loved military life.
Yeah, because right, okay, some people don't, do they?
No.
Did you have a ZX Spectrum?
No.
Because that was released that month. And well, I've lost
my... Oh, no, I yeah, yeah, I did, sorry.
Make your bloody mind.
I just couldn't remember. That's one with the rubber keys, isn't it?
Daniel and Christopher Smith. Not at first.
Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Daniel and Christopher Cock. Smith, Britain's first test tube babies, were born. Yeah? Oh, yeah, it was the one with the rubber keys.
Oh, dear.
Don't sob. Come on. May. Nod. Tottenham Hotspur.
Wankers.
Oi!
Hey! Oi!
Win the FA Cup against QPR.
They do. Who scored?
It was Glenn Hoddle.
Mm.
Pope John Paul II visits the UK. And the Smiths form in Manchester with Johnny Marr and Morrissey.
Hey!
Don't matter, June.
No, nod. June.
I did not.
But
twice.
You went June.
June.
Just nod.
The 20p coin is first issued into circulation.
Wow, 1982.
Mm. And Prince William is born at St Mary's Hospital, London.
Wow, 1982.
No, I don't. That's the year. I didn't realise it was so short. The Falkland War ends after Argentina surrenders. I thought it went on longer than that.
What, a couple of months?
Yeah, I thought it was a longer...
I thought it was longer than that. Mm.
But then it's not that big an island, is it?
I don't know, never been.
But we...
Mm. I still, well, maybe it was... No, I don't
anyway.
Know. And Fame was shown on the UK TV for the very first time. Did you watch Fame?
I did just watch Fame.
It was good, wasn't it, the TV?
Yeah. Show.
I'm gonna live forever. I was like, am I gonna sound like a twit if I sing the wrong verse?
No,
then?
You're no. Fine. Did like, you get some leg warmers? And...
I didn't ever get leg warmers, no, but oh. I did used to like watching it.
July. Michael Fagan broke into Buckingham Palace and entered the Queen's bedroom.
He did.
He certainly did.
Wouldn't sat, he on sat, the edge, sat on the end, edge of the bed, didn't he?
And they had a conversation, yeah. Apparently.
Really? Well, yeah. Well, she didn't go... God, apparently there's a man in my bedroom.
I love the way you prepared yourself for that. You sort of stopped just for a second there to get yourself ready for the impersonation. Well done, Kelly.
Well done, that's a very well good done. Impersonation.
Yeah. Very good.
And Italy beat West Germany 3-1 to win the FIFA World Cup in Spain.
Cap, yeah.
In Spain.
In Spain. That was a good final, that was.
It was. The first compact discs were released to the public. And the first gay games are held in San Francisco. How well are you doing that?
I was all right. I got 2 gold medals and a brain rim.
A bronze.
A bronze. Well, Kelly, you're on fire tonight. Yeah. Well done.
You stood up.
Yeah.
And it was Prince William's christening.
Okay.
In that month. Sitcom Cheers premieres on American TV.
Oh, I love Cheers.
How long did it... Because it Channel 4, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was shown on...
Where everybody knows your name.
And the first... I'll say that again.
Yeah,
the first International
again.
Day of Peace is declared by the United Nations. That went well. Hey! And the first emoticons are posted by Scott Farrellman.
What's an emoticon?
You know, like 2 dots with a smiley face. He was credited... He was credited with having the first one of those.
Oh, God, I thought it was
Nut me then.
Just making myself known.
Okay, that's fine.
Sony launched the first consumer
Sony.
Yeah, compact disc player. And Scott Whelan runs the Detroit Marathon backwards in less than 5 hours.
That's crazy.
In less than 5 hours. I couldn't even do it forwards in a day.
Yeah.
So let alone do it backwards.
That's crazy.
Here we are for you. And Star Wars is shown on British TV for the very first time.
What?
Did you have a video back there?
Yeah. Oh, have we got a video?
Yes, we got a video!
Young ones.
Channel 4 begins broadcasting for the very first time with its first show being...
Countdown.
It was with Richard Whiteley.
Do you know what I did on that actual day, that actual moment? There was a book that I was reading, and in the cover of the book, I wrote... the first words on Channel 4 were and the first programme was. I don't know what book it was. I can always remember writing that down because I wrote down Countdown was the first programme. Yeah, we was having fish and chips or something at the time.
Okay.
God, I remember that. So, it's a cold day. Yeah, it's a cold day.
And it, we just referenced them. The Young Ones is aired on BBC Two.
Wow.
1982, wow. And the Thames Barrier is publicly demonstrated for the very first time.
I think The Young Ones, for me, is one of the very first shows that you had to watch at school. You had to watch, yeah, otherwise you were out of the loop.
Because every day you went back into school and you just recited all the... Did you watch it? Have you ever seen The Young Ones?
Yeah.
I can remember watching it. So it was on like at 9 o'clock, didn't it?
Yeah.
I used to watch it at 9 o'clock, rewind it, watch it again, then get up early in the morning, make myself a bit of toast, watch it twice again. So I'd watched it like four or five times before I got to school. So that if someone came up to you and said, oh, do that Rick bit, you'd be able to do it and know it like word for word.
It was the thing,
wasn't it? It was the programme to watch with the kids.
Down with the kids. December! Pop group ABBA make their final public performance on the Late Late Breakfast Show. Which I don't remember the Late Late Breakfast Show. It was a UK.
That was Noel Edmonds.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's not
that was the precursor to House Party. That got cancelled when somebody died when they did one of those.
Was that was it?
When they did one of the. They used to do like stunts every week.
It was a helicopter.
And get a member of the audience and somebody died, didn't they?
That's
so they got rid of the Late Late Show,
And Time Magazine's it. Man of the Year was won by a computer.
So it should be.
And the biggest selling song from 1982, can anybody say?
ABBA.
No.
1982.
Elvis.
Oh, I say Dungarees.
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah, Dex's Midnight Runners.
What a song.
It is a great song. And this song was number one this week of that year.
Well, Jerry was on The Late Late Show.
WTAF.
In lower caps.
So we're back.
WTEF.
WTAF. What the actual fudge.
Patreon, P-A-T-R-I-O-N.
P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
This makes a great radio.
Yeah, so we're just... We can do it on here. It's our show. One of the other podcasts that we do is a podcast all about the wonderful new... Well, it's still newish. Yeah. Comedy show set in the same area that we live in, this country, which is on BBC iPlayer and BBC Three. We do a fan podcast called WTAF, a This Country podcast. Which has been quite successful, wouldn't you say?
I would.
We've got up to number 6 in the charts.
I would say it's been more than quite. I think it's been very successful for the grand scheme of things for us.
Well, we are on the cusp of Series 2 starting.
Yeah.
And we weren't prepared quite for the fact that it was going to do quite well. Almost to the point now that it's actually costing us money to do the podcast and we weren't expecting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So to sort of... To help with the costs, we have set up a Patreon page where you can donate from as little as $1 a month, which unfortunately it's in dollars because it's an American site, but you can do up to $15 a month. But there are different varying rates and you can get different rewards. We've got loads of signed stuff from the cast and crew. And if you go to patreon.com/WTAF, you'll be able to see all the different rewards you can get. Like I say, from as little as $1... As they say at a certain supermarket, every little helps.
But even from $1, you will see the exclusive videos that are up on Patreon, which you can only see on there.
Indeed.
Can't see them anywhere else.
Indeed. But we have, like, there's $2 ones and then $5 ones and stuff like that. But we've got stuff.
Knock yourself out. Have a look.
Well, I'll knock you out for $5 a month. I love you, really.
Oh, you went right up your nostril.
I did go right up your nostril then. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, scratch the inside.
I'm sorry.
Should we do a bit of gossip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
It's time to delve into Kelly's G-spot.
Do you want to turn it back on?
Well, I did struggle this week. I do apologise.
Don't worry, you've been busy.
You've been here, there and everywhere. But I have not been the only one who's been busy. Tom Daley and husband Lance Black are to become first-time dads as they announce a happy news.
Okay.
Who is that?
Tom Daley. So Tom, 23, and Lance, 43, got married in May last year after getting engaged in October 2015.
So have they got a surrogate mum or are they adopting?
No, they're actually they've got a surrogate mum.
Well, brilliant for them. Well done.
Well done. And then I
see who's the actual dad. Which one of them?
I don't know. I didn't see that far in.
Did they have to argue to have a go?
I don't know.
Is it?
I would say it's Tom because he's a better swimmer.
Well done, that man.
I love it.
Find your own G spot. Yeah. And then Colleen, I got really confused because Colleen Rooney gives birth to her fourth son.
Right.
With husband Wayne.
Yeah.
And reveals that they've named him Casmack, which is breaking the thing because normally they name their sons after the letter K.
Casmack.
Casmack. Okay. Like Big Mac, Casmack.
Right, okay.
What a weird name.
But last thing I heard, they were splitting up.
Well, that's the last thing we heard was that. Well, I think you.
And she chucked her wedding ring away.
Yeah.
And moved back in with her mum. And
so maybe they're having another go.
What, band-aid baby?
I don't know. Casmack! I don't know, but maybe they're just trying again. I mean, she'd be foolish to run away from that nest egg.
Well, no, because if she ran away, she'd be making sure she got a lot of Wayne's nest egg anyway, wouldn't she?
Mm.
With how many kids? Say four.
Four boys.
Oh, you'd have to. Oh, yeah.
Well,
anyway, who knows?
So, speaking of running away, Christine McGuinness. Poor woman, Paddy McGuinness's wife.
Oh, right.
So she's all heartbroken at the moment because he has been seen to be having a bit of a ding-dong with Nicole Appleton.
Really?
Which one? That's one of hearsay, what are they called?
All Saints.
So now, last Friday they were seen out rather intimately, and over the past few days Christina's moved out and she's rather teary-eyed.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. They've
been seen arguing in public.
Let the presenter see the door.
Yeah. So, tut-tut Paddy, eh?
Naughty one.
Is Nicole the one that used to be married to Liam?
To Liam Gallagher, yeah.
Oh, it's all like a soap opera in that.
It is.
It is.
So, Legally Blonde star Luke Wilson. You know him?
I do.
Yeah.
He was in a fatal car accident. He's not dead. But he was in a fatal car accident. His Toyota was clipped by a Ferrari in Los Angeles. He's okay, but one of the people in the car was left for dead and two other people were injured.
Oh, blimey.
He was also in Scream 2 and the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Films.
I think we heard his brother quoted as saying, wow.
Wow.
Owen, isn't it?
He does I've just realised, he does a sofa advert now.
That is so random.
It is. Pinnacle of his career, he's now become a sofa advert guy.
Yeah.
I watched that film with him yesterday, Wonder.
Is it sad as they say?
It's lovely, it's cool. Anyway, but it's cool.
Okay.
It's sad. Yeah. Katie Hopkins.
Ooh.
Vile woman. She's spitting venom again, saying that Meghan Markle is a budget Princess Diana. And this is after she was recently detained in South Africa for spreading racial hatred. And before that, she was found collapsed on the streets in South Africa after taking ketamine.
What, Katie Hopkins?
Katie Hopkins.
I tell you what.
She didn't take enough, did she?
No, there's some people that just... I know that the majority of the stuff that she says it to get a rise out of people, doesn't she?
Yeah, she plays the devil's advocate and tries.
But at the same time, there's times when you just have to go, no!
Absolutely.
You're vile!
It's just...
She's don't
be like...
Yeah, just and one of those...
She shaved all her hair off as well.
Does she?
Does she?
Anyway,
yeah.
I don't even
not that's going to make her any more attractive or less attractive. Yeah.
Finally, Simon Shelton Barnes has died, aged 52.
Who's Simon Shelton Barnes?
Exactly. So if I was to say Tinky Winky.
Oh.
It's been up on Facebook today, has died at the age of 52. The person who acted in was Simon Shelton Barnes. The actor's daughter, Lydia, said that the funeral was a colourful event and one of the best parties ever. However, sadly, Simon died due to freezing to death in the streets. He collapsed and died of hypothermia whilst on a visit to Liverpool in January.
Oh, man, that's really poor. If only they'd let him keep his outfit, he'd have been fine.
I think so. What was he doing living on the streets?
I don't know.
Well, what did he do with all his... who knows?
I don't know. It's quite healthy.
Yeah.
But he just died of hypothermia.
How sad.
Very sad. Sorry to end it on a sad note.
Oh, wow. Wow.
There you go. We got one more song, haven't we?
Yeah. Right.
And that was Poo.
Poo?
Poo?
What was Poo?
Do you mean Poe?
Poe. The new Teletubby.
He's talking about me again in my ass. That was Poo. Another song?
Yes, we do. This one here. Right, ladies and gentlemen, he's back in the shed. He's gracing us with his big fat bottom. It's the one, it's the only, Sir Michael of the Jaggers.
Yeah, fuck you.
Sorry,
but big bottom.
I've got you confused with Rod Stewart.
There's no need for that, is there?
It was those lycra you used to wear.
I know, yeah.
But you did used to stick your bum out.
I did, but I ain't got a big fat bottom, have I?
Well, I just thought it was fetching.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry I knocked your phone off.
It's a pert bottom.
Thank you, yeah.
Pert bottom.
We're going to play a game.
Oh, what are we going to play this time?
You know what we're going to play, but I've got to tell you, I've had some... Turn that down a bit.
Keith.
I've had some problems with my car this week.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I've been taking it to the Vauxhall garage every day this week for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it keeps going wrong all the time.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
I don't know, but it's a 19th Nova breakdown.
I love it.
Thank you very much.
Great.
What are we going to play this?
What colour is it, anyway?
A little red rooster.
And it goes like this. I've got it out and I'll blow it.
I'm
going
to go.
You've got to say if you know it. It's Kazoo with Jagger. It's Kazoo with Jagger. It's Kazoo with Jagger. Oh. Is that right? Nice.
I'm looking... Oh, that was a bit of
okay, right. I think you've all got the same ones as last time.
No, I didn't have a green one.
Didn't you?
They've been washed.
And I think when you flicked yours, something hit me in the cheek. I don't know if it was his bogey.
That
or
might
have
been Pev's bogey from earlier on.
Yeah, it's stuck to the ceiling.
Anyway, you know how to play it. I'm going to play a tune. And the first one to guess it gets the point. Are you ready?
Okay. Listen
open your mouth wide, Kels. Is it? Oh, yeah, nice. Reminds me of the 60s, that. Anyway, you ready?
Yep.
I think there's Neil.
Citizen Smith.
No, it wasn't Citizen Smith at all.
Wasn't it?
No, Kills.
Is it down at the old something or other?
No, it's a comedy and it's bugging me now because all I've got is Citizen Smith stuck in my head.
I can't believe you don't know it.
Give us another clue.
No.
Oh.
I'll give you a clue. Should I do an impersonation for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, Betty.
Oh.
It was Kelly first.
Oh, bollocksy poo. I can't remember. It's frigging...
Come on, you can do it.
Come on. Do have
them. Well done, Kells.
What did Citizen Smith go like?
Well, God knows.
Mick, what? You were around more in that time.
I know, but I can't remember that one. Too much stuff on the shit. Right, are we ready for the next one?
Oh, no. I can't say some others do have them then.
No, you just done that one, Kells.
The Good Life.
No.
No.
Everybody join in.
Oh, it's not Rising Damp, is it?
He's not Rising Damp, no. Come on, one more guess, Neil.
Terry and June.
It was Terry and June. Well done, Neil. You're so good. You're so good.
I'm having a mind blank.
Right, one more. Are you ready?
Sorry.
I don't know what that was.
Is it Fawlty Towers?
He's not Fawlty Towers, no.
Teletubbies.
Not Teletubbies, no.
It's another sitcom.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was sorry.
Little Ronnie Corbett.
Oh,
do you ever work with him?
I've done a lot with Ronnie.
Yeah.
Used him as a condom. Well, thank you very much. Love you. See you.
Thank you very much, Mick. We'll see you next week,
hopefully. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, it's always nice to see Sirs.
It's always nice to see him.
Yeah, yeah. Bye, even Mick. Though he's off his tits on something.
He was.
Well, apparently so.
Well done, Kells. Yeah, very well good. You've been on fire tonight, ain't you?
Hey? I only got two.
But you got two out of three.
Two
you
out
won.
Of three ain't bad.
Ain't bad.
Yeah.
All very well.
Meatloaf.
Meatball. we're at the end of the show. Can you believe it? Can you Adam and Eve it?
That's can you Adam and quick. Believe it?
Well, it's gone really quick.
Yeah.
So,
it's gone rather quick, hasn't it?
It has. Busy weekends for everyone?
Going to go and see two films on Saturday.
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Shape of Water.
Oh, you're going for a Shape of Water. Apparently,
yeah.
A bit of nudity in that
is
one.
Is there? Ooh, lovely, lovely. Back row. Zip down. Fancy a trip to the cinema, girls?
You ain't going to watch that naughty one. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, 50 Shades of Freed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully I am anyway, if my husband gets the hint.
Right.
50 Shades of Fred.
No, don't kill it for me. My uncle's called Fred.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, my dog's called Fred.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
And a bloke from Gloucester was called Fred as well.
Oh, yeah, let's not go that way.
Oh, no, you just called it now.
Yeah,
called it.
That's it.
I called it to stay at home and watch Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lives around here, though, doesn't he?
Or he's dead.
No, Jamie Dorn. Is it Dornan?
Yeah.
Dorman?
Oh, he did do. I think he's moved back, gone off somewhere else.
Oh, is he?
But yeah,
he's Irish, isn't he?
Yes, he is. But hard to be, but he is.
I love
the Irish. Irish.
That's right.
Top of the morning to you.
Potato.
Potato.
Is that stereotypical enough?
Yes, that is.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for watching.
Well,
thank you very much, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
Don't forget, we will be here again next week.
More than likely.
Well, probably.
We will.
It'll be our Oscar nomination special next week.
Oh.
Because the Oscars are coming, and we need to talk about all the ones we think are going to win.
Yes. Oh,
so I'll get that. We'll have to get that all printed out so that everyone's got their little forms that they can fill in.
Yes, tick box exercises.
Tit what?
Tick.
Tit box.
Yeah, Chris Packham there.
Chris Packett.
You hungry?
Hey,
what the fuck is going on?
I have no idea. I'm trying to say cheerio. Thank you very much, Kelly. It's
cheerio.
Been
thank
wonderful.
You for having me.
Always a
lovely
pleasure.
To see you, Kels.
Thank you very much, Pav.
Yeah.
You're always a pleasure. Thank you very much,
I'm always
everyone.
A pleasure.
You are always a pleasure, never
we'll
a chore.
Again, then.
Oh, please don't. We'll end on this one before he starts squeaking one out.
Good tune.
You're one lazy little sod, you.
Hi, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And we're in the cockpit of the That's No Moon podcast.
And we're flying from a galaxy far, far away to bring you the hottest, the latest Star Wars weekly news.
Hotter than the two suns of Tatooine.
Every Wednesday, we'll bring you the up-to-the-minute news.
And rumours and gossip from everything going on in the Star Wars universe.
With special episodes including movie commentaries and trailer breakdowns.
So, if you're looking for the best Star Wars podcast
to listen to while sat on the toilet having a poo,
or relaxing drinking a nice glass of Qui-Gon gin and tonic,
visit our website, pancast.co.uk. Download them from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or other podcast apps.
That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.